I'd like to call to order the Technical Advisory Committee meeting on Thursday, January 18th, 2018, 1:30 p.m. Determination of a quorum. Here's it. We have a quorum. I'd like to also, I've been asked to remind everybody that upon motions or seconds, if you'll please make sure you say your name loud enough so that the recorder can make sure it picks that up. With that being said, we will move forward to the minutes of the December 7th, 2017 meeting. I'll entertain a motion.
Dave White, move to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
John Cavazzi, second.
Thank you. Any comments, questions, corrections? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll move forward to staff reports. Financial progress report, Mr. Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 3A in your packet. It's still through November as we do a closing of the books in December, so we don't have the latest and greatest totals, but we are still in very good shape, having spent about 30% of our budget, a little less than halfway through the year. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Have any questions for Mr. Baker?
Move to accept, please.
Thank you.
Dave White, second.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Very good. We will move on to technical progress report. Mr. Baker.
All right. Thank you. Not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, as we will probably talk about the gas tax and things of that nature. As some of you have probably heard, the government is on the verge of a shutdown, I think, by tomorrow. If that doesn't so take place, the MPO functions do still run as part through fund, partially because funded through the Highway Trust Fund. However, there are, you know, risks involved if the shutdown lasted more than a few months or so, which let's hope that doesn't happen. But with that, we anticipate business as usual, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions for Mr. Baker? Hearing none, we'll move on to the AMATS Federal Funds Report. Mr. Poulet.
Thank you. Attachment 3C is the Federal Funds Report. A couple of things I'd like to touch on. We recently had a sizable CMAQ project canceled, and this gave us a sudden availability of a little over $3.5 million in funds. And we met with the TAC TIP subcommittee met on January 4th, and what we decided to do was add two more CMAQ projects and then add some additional funding to another one that was partially funded with CMAQ and partially with STBG. Now, one thing I'd like to bring to your attention is anything involving a CMAQ change, any addition, or any change in funding to a project has to be also approved by the statewide CMAQ committee. The TAC TIP subcommittee at that meeting on January 4th, also discussed a couple other things. A couple other items that were discussed was adding additional funds to Akron's South Main Street Promenade project. And Cuyahoga Falls also requested some additional funding for their just recently applied for Portage Trail Extension project. And the committee did approve the funding for Akron because that's a fiscal year 2018 project. We'll discuss that more in attachment 6C later in the meeting, but we decided to wait for the Cuyahoga Falls funding because that project is currently scheduled out in fiscal year 2023. A couple other things I'd like to bring to your attention. We currently have a balance of $3.4 million in STBG funds in fiscal year 18. I just mentioned that we did approve some additional money for Akron, but The maximum carryover balance is just over 2.5 million. So we have to make sure we reduce that to that amount or less, or else we're subject to losing it. And last but not least, later in this meeting, we will be discussing our new STBG resurfacing and TASA projects, and we'll be asking you to approve those so we can add them to our TIP. And that's all I have on funding. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Croy? Okay, thank you. No old business, so we'll move on to new business. Heather.
Good afternoon. Attachment 5A is the draft transportation planning work program and budget for AMET's fiscal year 2019, which begins on July 1st of 2018. The work program identifies planning tasks that AMET staff will complete in the year ahead, as well as the funding source for those tasks. Between a combination of federal, state, and local funds, AMS has identified a budget of $1.5 million. Table 1 shows the local share calculation. AMS staff is requesting approval of this draft work program and budget, as well as permission to submit it to ODOT for review. AMS will submit a final version of the work program to the Policy Committee for approval in May. Are there any questions?
And you are requesting a motion and
yes.
Second.
Okay. Approval of the draft.
Okay. I will entertain a motion.
Dave White, move to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Tomasi, second.
Thank you. Any comments, questions, concerns? Hearing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye. 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 Opposed, same sign. Okay. Very good. Thank you. B, discussion, Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So on the December 14th meeting with above the policy committee, when we were doing the technical progress report, we were speaking about the interest from the Trump administration raising the gas tax 7 cents. And through those discussions, our policy committee unanimously asked the staff to generate a resolution supporting a gas tax increase. That was about the amount of guidance that we received. And so what I wanted to do was bring back some options that I think the staff looked at that we think are the appropriate options for the policy committee to consider. We are not taking action on this item in January, but we will in March. So I know the last two times we've done this, once was in 2010, and then we did it again in 2015. Both times, I believe, the TAC tabled the item because they felt like it was a policy issue. But I do think today, if there are any thoughts on the matter, just in general, that you would like to see would be a good time for those to go on the record to be raised. The three things that we really looked at, and I think for most of you, you're probably a little familiar with this. You know, the federal fuel tax is 18.4 cents. It's 24.4 cents for diesel. Tax raises about $35 billion a year for highways and $5 billion for transit. Yet we spend about $55 billion a year, so we've got about a $15 billion shortfall. Currently, at least through 2020, that's being shored up through general revenue funds. And by 2021, very quickly, the trust fund will become insolvent without a new infusion of cash. Because of that, and with the discussions going on right now about the idea of a $1 trillion infrastructure plan, I think our policy committee felt like this was the right time to bring this issue up again, make the statement, provide that to our congressional delegation as well as to the Trump administration to let them know that there is support for a gas tax increase. We really thought there were three potential options. One would just be simply indexing the tax to inflation. If that was done when the gas tax was raised in 93, it would now be about 29 cents a gallon. The other option would be a 10 cent increase. 10 cent increase would just basically get us to the $55 billion that we spend. So essentially, it would take the pressure off of general revenue to make the trust fund solvent. However, it would not be any increase in funding. And then our last thing that we looked at was a 15-cent gas tax increase, which would actually not only make the trust fund solvent, but provide potentially about a 15% increase in funds for the federal highway program. Our staff will recommend to the policy committee the 15 cents as well as indexed to inflation. But we are interested in hearing what our committees think about that, if they think that's reasonable or not. I will also say that it was mentioned at the policy committee, there has been a concern that it's been raised before about the idea of a donor state. And I know probably some of you have heard back in the day, Ohio was considered to be a donor state because we paid 100% of our federal gas tax, but we only received about 92% of it back. Now and since the Highway Trust Fund has not been solvent on its own, Ohio actually is 101%, has received 101% of their fair share. The biggest reason for that is the general revenue funds are now in, you know, so the federal government's basically bailing everyone out, not just us. And I believe there was a study done from 1957 to 2012, and that's where the 101% came from. But then there was another analysis by 2015, which was the latest, that showed that we were still at 100% of what we paid in. I think also to keep in mind, competitive grants are now more popular than ever, so it's also a little bit more difficult to track with things like Tiger, Fastlane, all those things. If we win one, you know, there might be years where it fluctuates. Now, that's not to say there are some states that get, you know, almost 200% of their fair share, but they're typically very rural states that have very little metropolitan areas. So with that, I'd be happy to just open it up to discussion. If there's any interests or any thoughts, I'd be happy to hear them. And with that, I'd take any questions. Mr. Pat.
Curtis, do you have any idea if we looked at a mileage tax, you know, how that would change the equation in terms of not so much the implementation, but, you know, miles driven, what that
right.
tax might look like?
I don't think, well, I would say first off, no. and the biggest reason that we haven't really been pursuing that avenue is just because it seems like it's such a DOA issue. I think there's a lot of support for it, but it seems like it's support of like, oh yeah, we're going to get there 10 to 15 years from now. But yeah, I don't know, it would, because it would just be, it'd be a completely different, what kind of rate do you attach to each mile driven and how is it collected and all that. So I don't think anyone's done any deep dive analysis on that at this point, but it is something, and I would say with the gas tax, is that I do think it is a Band-Aid on a long emergency, but I think for the next 10 to 15 years, it should remain a very viable, close to user fee as we can get.
And then the other comment I was going to make is a part of whatever we put out, I think that there should be some comparison made between what the U.S. spends in gas tax compared to every other country in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're the lowest by far. I think Canada's at $1.25 a gallon. The only country that's lower than us is Mexico.
Are those Canadian dollars?
No.
Canadian gallons.
By state,
right.
Ohio doesn't have a very high state gas tax relative to Pennsylvania. I mean, I think we're a third of what they have.
Yeah.
To me, I don't think people look at those numbers very often. It really does bring your attention to how little money is going in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we've at times attacked the state issue with the federal issue. I think the state issue, I think we're going to hear more about that with when the new administration, whatever administration that is, comes in, and I think we might want to strike on that. But yeah, I agree. I think looking at it from a statewide perspective as well as from the federal perspective, we can definitely add that kind of context into the final resolution. Mr. Hadley.
Curtis, has the Ohio Association of Regional Councils, the other MBOs in the state, discussed this in the last year?
Only to the point of where there's not enough interest politically for them to all jump on that bandwagon.
Something new then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's very little movement.
I would suggest an angle could be, and you mentioned it a little bit, tying this into the president's infrastructure priority and tying it into grants to make it a little more palatable.
Well, and I think the reality is, too, I mean, I do think this is the perfect time to put something out there, and I know it's not, you know, a resolution from an MPO is not going to set the world on fire necessarily, but I think it is important to be on the record sending it to our delegation. I mean, I think one of the things that really frustrated me in the process, and I think we talked about this in December, was that, you know, for a while we've had a Democratic, Democratic senators and congressmen saying, we need to raise the gas tax, you know, and then the second that the Trump administration says we need to raise the gas tax, the response is, well, that's not the right way to do it, you know, and it's just, I think the reality is it's not a political, you know, and it's become a political issue, and trying to bring it back to the fact that, you know, there are some real needs at the federal level, I think is really critical. And I think that's part of trying to do this.
Any other questions for Mr. Baker?
Mike. Can you explain the resistance of others in other states that wouldn't be part of that? Because you kind of explained it at one point in time, but can you reiterate why other large cities or other locations wouldn't be?
Yeah, like of the Ohio regional councils, like of the other MPOs that wouldn't
even
be supportive.
What?
Yeah, I think at least, and I have more understanding on the statewide. Like, for example, a lot of them, I think, just. I don't know how to say it. Their boards tend to be very conservative. Like in Cleveland, I know, I mean, and this is my impression, so this is kind of more my reading the tea leaves, but I get the sense that there's a particular county out there in their area that is absolutely against any kind of tax at all. And so therefore, there's no real will to try to bring up the, you know, it's not worth it to discuss it at their board level. And I get the sense that Cincinnati is kind of the same way, and similar to Dayton as well. But for other large cities, I mean, I know there are some other cities that support it. I know, you know, and some people have even talked, I think, at some point about, you know, almost using the soda tax as a way to, you know, for infrastructure even. I think for some, it's just as the more political it gets and the more into the arena it gets, it becomes more part of the bastion of, you know, I don't want to be the guy that said I supported raising taxes. And I think that's where the simple resistance comes.
My question was about, you had a trillion. Isn't it a trillion over 10? Isn't even enough to cover what we're saying is needed.
I'm not, what do you
mean?
The
president was talking about $1 trillion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Over 10 years.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, actually, a trillion, it's a big number, but it's not really the reality over, I mean, I guess if you said it was going to be on top of the highway bill that we already have, I guess it would help. It would definitely help. I think the biggest concern we have about the trillion-dollar proposal, at least, I mean, because it seems like the administration's on board with the gas tax increase, but it appears that maybe the congressional delegations are not, and we're still hearing about this public-private, you know, $200 billion of investment to raise $800 billion of, and now $200 billion, I mean, that's, $200 billion is a four-year bill. You know, that would be, that's what we have. So then the idea that we're going to leverage it, and we're going to have these grants, and states are going to have to compete, I just don't think, personally, and I think anyone that lives in I know we're trying to get away from Rust Belt, but, you know, a Northeast Ohio, Midwestern community, we don't have we don't have the kind of networks that some large conglomerate is going to want to invest $1 trillion in and then slowly make the interest back up because there's no growth. And so I think that's a real concern for a lot of the Midwestern states. If the trillion was truly all, you know, a trillion federal dollars, I mean, even over 10 years, it would be an increase. I have to do the math, but it probably isn't that far away from a 15-cent gas tax increase. I think if it was a trillion, I think it would be closer to a 20-cent increase, I think. But, you know, there are always proposals floating around. There's been a proposal just to start indexing it to inflation. and just trying to add a penny a year or something like that, that would be really, I mean, 10 cents, most people would notice it. A penny, I don't even think, you know, that would get washed away real quick. But it's a real fascinating issue, and I think what we're seeing right now is just, I think we know the needs are out there, and I think that those needs, I don't think that can just be met from a state level either, because, I mean, this is not a dig to ODOT at all, but, you know, there's the things that the state covers, and there's the things that the state doesn't cover, and for metropolitan regions, a lot of our responsibility is stuff that the state just doesn't cover. And so that's that. The only extra dollar we can get, other than local, is the federal dollar. And so that's what we need to work for.
Good. Any other questions for Mr. Baker? Comments?
I appreciate the comments. It's helpful.
Okay, very good. We'll move on to resolutions then. There is a change on the agenda. Number B will be going first, and I'll let Mr. Poulet explain.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm sorry about the last minute change, but the more that I looked at this, I thought it might be a little more logical to do attachment 6B, which is resolution 2018-04 first. And this is the resolution that adds two additional new CMAQ projects, and it adds funding to an existing CMAQ project. Now, you see on the front, on page one of attachment 6B is a table, and I'm going to just kind of briefly walk you through what happened. The first event that happened was the cancellation of the State Route 91 and 480 project in Twinsburg. That freed up $3.587 million of CMAQ funds. The TIP subcommittee met, and we decided the best way to utilize that funding is to add two new CMAQ projects. And those two new CMAQ projects is State Route 241, Maslin Road and Corporate Wood Circle roundabout in green, and then a smaller job in Compton Township, the intersection improvements to the intersection of Cleveland Maslin Road and Ridgewood Road. That left a balance of, after those two new projects were funded, it left a balance of $701,343. And what we decided to do was apply that balance to the project in Streetsboro, the State Route 43 turn lane project in Streetsboro. That project was funded partly through CMAQ and partly through STBG. And by putting more CMAQ funding into that project, it freed up $701,000 in STBG funds. And then we decided to add two new resurfacing projects to utilize those funds. And the first one was Valley View Road in Northfield Center Township for $300,000. And then we only had enough left over to partially fund Waterloo Road resurfacing in Akron. So the so resolution 2018-04 is adding two new CMAQ projects and then adding additional funding to a third existing CMAQ project. And if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer those. The staff does recommend approval.
Any questions for Mr. Poulet? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Second.
Okay. So we have a first and a second. Any comments, questions, concerns? Hearing none, all in favor.
Sorry, if yep. I could just add in, Dave, I don't know if you, I know you said this earlier, but this is, you know, we still need to get statewide approval on this.
Yes, that's right.
After we approve it. So that is the one element.
And I do have a meeting on January 26th with the statewide CMAQ committee. So if need be, it'll be discussed then. I don't anticipate any problems, but you just never know. So that's the only other thing that has to fall into place.
Very good.
So I have a second. All no comments, questions. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Move on to resolution 2018-1.
Okay. Attachment 6A in your packet is actually three resolutions. It's resolution 2018-01. 2018-02 and 2018-03. And this is the resolution that adds the new STBG resurfacing and TASA project that we just recently evaluated. I did want to mention a couple of things before we get into the actual resolutions. The first thing I'd like to mention is the TAC TIP subcommittee did have a chance to review the projects and the scoring. And the other thing I wanted to mention, which kind of ties in with what Curtis was discussing with the gas tax, is we had nearly $89.5 million worth of projects that we had to evaluate, and we only had $32.9 million to fund them with. So we only had about 36% of the funding that we really needed, and I'm sure the needs are even far beyond the applications that we saw. And I'm just thinking, when you take, we're just one MPO. When you spread that need across the whole country, it's a really large amount. So we only had 36% of what the funding that we needed for this round of funding. Okay, let's look at. I'll kind of walk you through each resolution. Resolution 2018-01 is approving seven new STBG projects. The projects are listed. The first one's Cleveland Maslin Road in Fairlawn. This is a widening project, and this is not a large amount, almost $477,000, because this project received funding from some other sources. The second project is Rooster Road and State Street in Barberton. This is intersection pavement replacement, full depth replacement. Cleveland Maslin Road in Norton is a widening project. Portage Trail Extension in Cuyahoga Falls is a widening project with a continuous turn lane. The same with State Route 43 in Streetsboro. Aurora is a citywide signal improvement project, which traditionally would have been a CMAQ project, but it scored high enough to receive STBG funding. And then Worcester Road reconstruction in Barberton. And those seven projects total a little over $18 million. The staff does recommend approval of the seven STBG projects.
Do I have any questions for Mr. Poulet? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved. Weaver.
Second?
Faraday, second.
Any comments, questions, concerns? Hearing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. We'll move on to 2018-02.
Okay. Resolution 2018-02 is adding 25 new resurfacing projects. I'm not going to go through all 25 of these, but the total for the 25 projects is a little over $13 million. And the last two projects, 24 and 25, are the two projects that I just previously discussed in the resolution 2018-04, where we had that $701,000 left over, or that $701,000 of STBG available because we added some more CMAQ to a project. So if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. The staff does recommend approval.
Any questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So move, Justice.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second, we do.
Thank you. Any comments, questions, concerns? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll move on to 2018-03.
Okay, resolution 2018-03 is adding five new TASA projects, transportation alternative set-aside projects, to the TIP. The five projects are listed. The Portage Trail Bridge Trail Link in Portage County is utilizing a railroad bridge for do some revitalization to it so it can be used as a bike trail bridge. The Cuyahoga Valley National Park Pedestrian Bridge and Trail is down in Boston Township. It's being built in conjunction with the new visitor center that was in the newspaper last week. State Route 91, Canton Road and 224 walkways. Number four is Freedom Trail Phase 4. This will be the last section of the Freedom Trail that ties Freedom Trail into the towpath, and then Darrell Road sidewalks in Stowe. The total for those five projects is $2,572,181. The staff does recommend approval of these five projects. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Any questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chief White, move to approve.
I have a second.
Paradise, second.
Any comments, questions, concerns? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll move on to resolution 2018-05. All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The last resolution is approving Amendment 5 to the TIP to revise funding to a project. As many of you know, and Dave mentioned earlier, AMATS is looking at a potential budget shortfall where, or not a shortfall, but where a potential our funds could be recalled. In December, we said at both TAC and policy that we were looking for projects that we could either move up or include to fund so that we would not be in danger of losing those funds. Akron came to us with their Tiger Grant for the Main Street project, which is a reconstruction of South Main Street between Barges and Mill Street. It received Tiger funds and about $5 million of Tiger funds, I believe. And while I believe your local share is well over a couple million dollars, they were looking at this project as a way that they could help kind of ease that burden, but also take the burden off of AMATS from the concerns of losing the money. AMATS really has two options when it comes to getting rid of the money. One is to find a loan with another MPO, and the other is to spend it. We have been working on finding loans. Unfortunately, we had one lined up with MORPSI, which then fell through, and reading the tea leaves based on what most MPOs have in their coffers, it does not look like many are going to need loans, and we're afraid to wait much longer for that possibility. AMATS does recommend approving, giving the City of Akron adding $770,672 of STBG funds in 2018 to this project. Like Dave mentioned, our goal is to be under $2.5 million balance. If any other community still thinks that they can deliver a project in 2018, this does not preclude you from doing so. We are still looking for projects that can go. And obviously now, at this point in the game, it's almost more up to ODOT than it is to us to go through the design review process, et cetera, so that they can be sold before the end of the fiscal year which is the end of June. So the staff does recommend approval of this project. I think it keeps the money here in our region. The TAC TIP did approve it. They went through the protocol, which is going to the TAC TIP first, then to TAC, and then to policy. There was one dissenting vote on the TAC TIP, the reason being there was a feeling that not all communities knew that there was this funding available in 2018. Frankly, I dispute that. I think we've done everything in our power in both our mail-outs and in verbally with communities to let you know that, you know, we've seen this coming at least since September. And so with that, again, the staff recommends approval, but I'd be happy to answer any questions. If City of Akron would like to make any comments.
Well, I'd like to make one typo correction here. In the very first sentence, the limits, it says Barges Street. Can that be changed to Cedar?
Yeah.
The limit I wanted to make sure was correct.
We will get that.
Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Do you find move to approve?
I have a second.
We do a second.
Thank you. Any comments, questions, concerns? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Very good. We have no other business, Mr. Baker?
No, I think
I got one item. If I can bring it up.
Sure.
The Summit County Council has two public hearings scheduled for January 22nd and January 29th at County Council Chambers at 4:30 in the afternoon. We have the opportunity to raise Summit County license plate fees by $5. If you're interested, you want to speak for it, please attend. If you're interested in opposing it, please stay away. That's all I got.
Thank you. Anybody else? Hearing none, I will call us adjourned at 2:07. Motion to adjourn. Thank you.
Four seconds.
All right, thank you. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Let the record show we're adjourned at 2:07.